some sounds of the season here seemed appropriate. Our old friend Tom Roberts has dropped by this morning. Tom, it's good to see you again. How you
doing,
sir?
Thank you. I'm doing good, and thanks for having me. Good morning.
Thrilled to do it. You're doing, you know, we've known you. We've had you in here over the previous years and talked about the books that you've written to benefit Children's Home Society.
Right.
Tell us, we'll kind of go back a little bit. Tell us how you originally got started. How did that come to be?
You know, it was probably about 20-some years ago when my wife Tammy and I were involved at a Christmas party for the kids. She was at that time president of the South Dakota Advertising Federation and oversaw a little Christmas party for the kids. And, of course, being a spouse, I got recruited to play Santa Claus. And, of course, you know, you meet these kids just once. They kind of grab onto your heart. They don't let go. And so years later, when we were thinking about producing one of my stories into a book as kind of a family mission project, immediately we thought of Children's Home Society. And all of a sudden, this little idea of ours kind of took off. And we produced that first book, had great success with it. Soon after, Tammy was invited to come on board at Children's Home as a fundraiser with them. And as time went on, I, too, was invited to come on board as their event coordinator. We decided to produce a second story, Santa's Prayer. And thereafter, my more recent book, The Little Lost Sock. And it's just unfolded in such an amazing way how it's become a change in our career, our lives, our whole direction of thinking, of just trying to make a difference in the lives of these kids that come from our own communities right here in South Dakota.
And we're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail coming up here. But this year, you've decided to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a few books to your credit, and,
right.
they're wonderful stories.
Well,
you've read these for us in the past, and they're really wonderful stories.
I appreciate
Tell us what you did this year.
This year, I've got a new audio CD called The Home Collection, which, of course, has the stories of 'Twas the Night Before Christ, Santa's Prayer, and The Little Lost Sock on there, and then seven additional stories that maybe a lot of people haven't heard yet, and they're all kind of woven together with music provided by our good friends over at Celebrate Church, who helped us produce the CD. They've been helping out, volunteering in so many different ways at Children's Home, and they offered to do this, and it's just, we've had great response with it.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm hardly surprised. I mean, you are... When you've come in and read the stories for us in the past, it's incredible. And now you can have those to keep or to give as a gift. And again, the proceeds then benefit Children's
Home
Society.
Exactly. Just like the books, all the proceeds go back to help the kids at Children's Home Society. See, originally this year, we were going to launch another book. I have a new book in the process. It's my childhood memories of Christmas on the farm, called Return to the Farm, A Christmas Journey. But we decided to give our illustrator a little bit more time, and we'll launch that next year. So in between time, we decided, well, let's try this little audio CD called The Home Collection.
Tom Roberts is here of Children's Home Society, and we're talking about his audio CD. And Tom, for people who maybe aren't familiar with Children's Home Society, and you and I were talking about this privately, you know, there are a lot of different groups out there. Maybe people aren't familiar with Children's Home Society and their mission. Tell us what they do.
Certainly. Well, first of all, Children's Home Society is probably one of the oldest nonprofit human service organizations in South Dakota, helping over 2,000 kids every year from all across the state, from just about every county in the state, from communities that we live in, through a variety of different programs. Their residential treatment and education programs, their forensic interview and examination centers, their emergency shelter for battered women and children, their foster care and adoption services. These are services that are provided at our campuses here in Sioux Falls and in the Black Hills. We have a campus just south of Rockerville out there. And these are serving kids who struggle with emotional and behavioral issues, oftentimes due to abuse and neglect. So our mission is to help these kids just work through their challenges. Some of them are coming from some pretty tragic circumstances. For a lot of these kids, it's the first time that they have experienced a loving family relationship where they feel safe and feel worthy.
You mentioned earlier how these kids just kind of touched your heart. You know, mm-hmm. you get involved with these kids. Maybe elaborate that personally, what it's meant for you.
You know, I get a chance to see these kids around the campus all the time and to see them improve as time goes on and to hear the success stories. Most recently in our newsletter, the Children's Friend is a wonderful story of a young man who's now an adult who spent some time at Children's Home Society, and he too came from a tough situation and is now doing just so well. He's living up in Alaska, loving it up there. He's sent several letters to us telling us what his aspirations are, what he's working on, and just I love to see those kinds of things happening. And, of course, there are so many more kids every year that we want to see that kind of success happen to.
Now, you mentioned to me also that you've been busy, a lot of events. What do you have coming up yet?
Oh, you know, between now and Christmas, we probably still have about 10 more events. We're doing storytelling programs and book signings at a variety of different places, including Child's Play downtown. We'll be doing a book signing there next Saturday. And then that same Saturday evening and all day Sunday, I'll be at Celebrate Church at each of their services, doing a little storytelling and book signing and CD signing, of course, as well.
Now, for people who want to get the CD, where can they get it?
You know, the best way to find out, because there's so many different places around South Dakota that they can be purchased at, is to go to our website, www.chssd.org/books. There's a whole listing of our retailers, also a listing of our events of where I'll be doing storytelling and book signings. You can also purchase online as well.
Well, it's again, wonderful. What a great mission and a neat project. And we wish you all the best and a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Tom Roberts of Children's Home Society. And since we just had Tom Roberts here of Children's Home Society, he left us a copy of his CD. It's the Home Collection. And some really neat stuff here. We thought it would be neat to play a cut so you can get an idea for Tom and his. He's an incredible talent. I mean, he's a very humble guy, but he is such a great talent. So when he reads these stories, they really are something. So we want to play a portion from the Home Collection. This is Tom reading his story. 'Twas the night before Christ.
'Twas the night before Christ, and all through the land, not a creature was stirring, except two, a woman and a man. They were tired and hungry from traveling all day, and they searched for a place that would welcome their stay. But the inns were all full in the Bethlehem town, so they went to a stable and laid themselves down. Now the woman, named Mary, was soon to have a child, and her loving husband, Joseph, looked at her and smiled. Though weary and worn, they held each other tight, while a bright, shiny star up above filled the night. And there in the hay on that first Christmas morn, a baby boy child, a Savior, Jesus Christ, was born. Oh, his eyes, how they sparkled, his face all aglow, and the goodness of God showed from head to toe. The sky filled with angels, and they sang with great joy. Hosanna, glory to God, was their song for this boy. The shepherds in the fields, when they saw this display, rushed to the Bethlehem stable where the Son of God lay. The brilliant light overhead guided people from afar to find this joyous miracle beneath the Christmas star. Oh, and Mary and Joseph were as proud as could be of the little baby Jesus and their happy family. For they knew that the world would be changed forevermore by that tiny blessed infant, a child of God that Mary bore. And ever since that time of the very first Christmas, we've continued to celebrate the spirit of the Lord Jesus with songs and music and gifts from the heart, with friendship and kindness and lots of love to impart, with a smile on our lips and a gleam in our eyes, the voices of the world all join in reprise. Merry Christmas, Christians, to each and every one. Rejoice in the Lord Jesus, God's very special Son.
That's Tom Roberts and his story, "'Twas the Night Before Christ." It's one of the things you'll find on his audio CD that he was talking about, the Home Collection. And we'll put a link up for you on Kello's Facebook. Directly to where you can find out which retailers are selling the Home Collection. But again, the proceeds from this go to benefit the Children's Home Society. And I can tell you, having been over to Children's Home Society and visited with Tammy Roberts on numerous occasions about the work that they do and the things that they undertake, it's a great organization. So you're going to get a wonderful gift or something wonderful for your entire family, and then plus all of the proceeds will go to benefit Children's Home Society. So we'll get that link posted for you up on Kello's Facebook. I'll do that here shortly. And you can find us at Kello.com. Just click on our Facebook link in the upper left-hand corner.